This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., the risk of flooding will go up 25% over the next 30 years because of all this. That's from a newly published study in the journal Nature Climate Change. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Flooding is already causing a lot of damage in the U.S., more than $30 billion just in 2020, the study found. Oliver Wing at the flood risk analytics firm Fathom is one of the authors, and he says historically,
it's typically more impoverished and whiter communities that bear an outsized burden of flood risks.
But he says the rise in flood risk will disproportionately affect Black communities as climate change intensifies flooding in the south and east of the country.
Along coasts and in the paths of hurricanes. These are areas generally where Black communities are concentrated.
More people are also moving into flood-prone areas, which is further driving up the risk of losses. At this point, there's no amount of mitigation that will reduce flood risk in the short term, says Paul Bates at the University of Bristol, who also worked on the study.
Instead, what you have to do is make yourself more resilient to floods, not increase the risk by building in flood-prone areas.
And try to make housing that can't be moved more resilient and protected, too. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.